Charlotte Mecklenburg police say they get more than 40,000 domestic violence calls a year, or 25 a day. The area has plenty of legal and social services for victims, but they can be hard to navigate, especially after the trauma of abuse. Wednesday morning, local officials called for bringing all those services under one roof. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The first Family Justice Center in the U.S. was established by public safety officials in San Diego in 2002. There are now about 120 nationwide, including several in North Carolina. CMPD Sergeant Craig Varnum says a Charlotte center would give victims one place to turn.
And in that one place are co-located police officers, advocates, medical professionals, counselors for both child and adult victims, elder abuse specialists.
Varnum says the current system makes it hard for victims who have to navigate a maze of public buildings and private offices for court orders, counseling, and other help. Mecklenburg District Attorney Spencer Merriweather says the problem requires more attention.
Domestic violence is indeed an epidemic, and what that means is that our community is sick. We are suffering from something. In terms of domestic violence, we are a community that needs treatment.
Merriweather says he's appointed a special team of prosecutors trained in handling cases of violence against domestic partners and children. His goal is more prosecutions and more convictions, and ultimately to reduce family violence overall. CMPD's Varnum says about a quarter of local homicides this year have been related to domestic violence. He said some of those could be prevented if the system responded better to victims' needs. CMPD, the DA, and victims' advocates are trying to determine what it would take to open a family justice center here. They'll need a renovated building, probably uptown, and operating funds, likely from private and government sources. Organizers aren't sure how much the effort will cost, but hope it can be up and running within 3 years. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.